Hello and welcome to Developing Perspective. Developing Perspective is a podcast discussing news of note in iOS, Apple, and the like. I'm your host, David Smith. I'm an independent iOS developer based in Herndon, Virginia. Today is Friday, May 11th, and this is show number 45. Developing Perspective is never longer than 15 minutes, so let's get started. So if you can hear this, then the topic of this show it was successful. And by that I mean, a few hours ago, I had a link on marku.org by Marco Arment to the podcast, to what you're listening to right now. He was linking to an article I wrote about iOS 5.1.1 upgrade stats, which is a good read if you're interested in that kind of thing, just sort of showing how quickly users are upgrading to iOS 5.1.1 over every updates. And that's, you know, all well and good and interesting. But the thing that I wanted to talk about for today's show, which I wasn't expecting to do a show, it's currently about 7 p.m. Eastern time, and usually about this time I'd be at home. But instead, I've just spent the last couple of hours trying to resurrect and put back together my server configuration that I had been hosting Developing Perspective on. And that process and kind of some of the topics around that I thought were kind of interesting and might be worth a sort of a broader discussion here. And so let's just sort of dive into that. So I guess you could kind of start off by talking about it as being sure that you're kind of planning for success. So Developing Perspective started almost a year ago. I've dug it up, and I think the first episode was in July of last year. So not quite a year, but, you know, about 10 and a bit months. And, you know, it started off as a project that I just kind of wanted to do, almost sort of to prove to myself that I could do it. And, you know, that's sort of was worthwhile. It all got started, actually, from an episode of Back to Work with Merlin Mann, where he was talking about advice he'd give people who asked him about blogging. And, you know, they'd say, oh, Merlin, I want to be a successful blogger like you. You know, what do I have to do? What should I do? And he said, if you want to be successful at something, or moreover, if you kind of want to see if you want to be successful, what you need to do is write every day for a blog. Whether that gets published or not doesn't really matter, but what you need to do is every single day you need to show up and you need to write, and you need to write an article, and you need to kind of get into that process, because it'll very quickly show if that's what you think you'd like, what you think you'll actually enjoy is in reality what you'd want, and you can kind of judge from there. And so, you know, I was like, that sounds interesting. I really like listening to podcasts. I really like sort of the topics that get discussed. I'm a big 5x5 fan. And so I was like, you know, maybe this is something I'd like to do. And so I started Developing Perspective. Started off as just a daily news show, essentially. I would talk for a few minutes about links and things. And if you go back to episode 1, it is horrible. I would honestly rather you didn't, but if you want a little bit of fun at my expense, that's certainly a place to go. You know, I'm recording it on this USB Logitech mount headset, and, you know, it's kind of horrible. I sound like I'm stoned, and I mean, it's just horrible. But the thing that was important about that is I kept doing it, and over time you just kind of get better at it. And I hope I don't sound stoned anymore. I hope I sound good and clear and the quality of the audio is great. And, you know, that's just kind of the process I've been going through for a long time. And it's not like the most people who listen to the show either know me personally or honestly even like friends and family. Like my dad's probably, you know, the biggest listener of this show. And so that's kind of the way it had always been. But I didn't know, so I had Developing Perspective hosted just on a VPS that I managed just over on Linode, which if you don't know about Linode, they just sort of essentially rent a virtual Linux box for not very much money, and it's great. I host my main blog there and all kinds of things. But the interesting thing about this link that Marco did, and where this is kind of getting to the technical part of this discussion, was I host both the Developing Perspective WordPress installation, which is just, I use WordPress because it's a really easy way to set up a podcast. My static Octopress-based website, davidsmith.org, and then I was also hosting the MP3 files, just served raw from Apache, all on the same server. And it turns out that is not a good idea. And at this point, I'm not entirely sure what it was, but some combination of those three things meant that when all of a sudden a few thousand people showed up and said, hey, that sounds interesting, let me check that out, the server just died. And it's kind of fascinating because the server has been, I was just before I restarted it for the first time, I pulled the stat, and its previous uptime had been 573 days. So it had been up since, you know, for getting on towards 2 years. But then this particular thing just brought it to its knees. And so it was kind of, I think mostly it was the fact that all of a sudden I'm serving MP3 files in mass, that it had just never been doing with that. And Apache is dealing with this interesting problem of dealing all the small files from the blog post, in addition to serving some HTML files for the podcast, and then all of a sudden it's just, you know, serving these 9-10 meg MP3 files, and it just died. The server was just toast. I ran out of memory. It seems to be the actual, like, if I had a, you know, cause of death, ran out of memory. And so this, now I'm going to kind of walk through quickly the process that I went through to then get it back on this feed, because hopefully, you know, if you're listening to this, I'm sure you do some things online, you have services, you have all kinds of things that you someday would like to have this problem, you know, kind of be slashdotted, be fireballed, whatever you kind of want to call it, where you just kind of get crushed by unexpected load. And so this is the process I went through. So initially, really all I could do was restart the server a lot. It would run out of memory, I'd restart it, it would come, you know, so it would be go down for a minute, come back up, run for about 5 minutes, go back down. That's not great, but at least sort of five out of six of sort of people coming to my website during that period were getting the site. So that's not, you know, I'd like 100%, but at least a good percentage of people were. And so then while I'm doing that, while I'm kind of sitting there just restarting the server whenever it starts dying, I'm in the background, okay, I'm trying to analyze what's going on. And I started to see, okay, it seems like if I pull the MP3 files off, then things will be okay. So I start taking all the MP3 files for the show and move them over to S3. Now, I'm not sure if I want to ultimately host them on S3, because if it's successful, it could actually turn out to be fairly expensive. But in the short term, what's more expensive is losing the opportunity to gain, you know, to gain a listener, to gain you, if you're listening to this right now. And so I'm just going to, I'm just putting them there, and I'll deal with that next, you know, next week sometime. I'll work out a good home for them. So I started uploading those to there. Then I need to go through my WordPress, PodPress plugin and redirect all of the files from my old, sort of their old home on my VPS to S3. Okay, so go through and do that for all 54 episodes. Kind of makes me wish I didn't have quite so many episodes, but I guess that's, you know, a mixed blessing. And then I also realized that I had kind of an interesting thing where very recently, as in this morning or one or 2 days ago, I'd recently migrated the PodPress WordPress hosting for the blog from a Dreamhost account that I had to my VPS and set it up there. And originally I was like, oh, it'll probably be more performant. I have a bit more control over VPS than my shared Dreamhost account, where it had just kind of been set up as on a whim. And so I was like, oh, well, that's interesting, because I actually have a completely working parallel installation of my site with all the same data in it. And so what I can actually do then, which, and this was kind of fun to sort of to play with, but I then went into the DNS records for the domain, so for developingperspective.com, and I just redirected them back to the old site. And so I had kind of almost had this built-in load balancer away up at the DNS level, because as those changes start moving around and propagating, I'm starting to split my traffic between people who have the old record and people who have the new record, which in the short term really helps bring down my traffic, which worked out really well. Now, that almost solved the problem, but I still had a bunch of pointers pointing back to the old location of the MP3 files, which were, you know, essentially if someone's downloaded the feed RSS in an app or something like that, they're still going to be pointing to that. And so for those people, what I did is you went and did a .htaccess file to tell Apache, hey, if you get a request for this file, actually redirect them with a 301 to S3. And sort of that really worked. I at this point, the site seems to have been up for about an hour. So, you know, sort of crossing my fingers, things seem to be doing great. And it's kind of exciting to me. And then the last little thing I needed to do to just tie it off was I wanted to make sure that anybody who was accessing the old site, sort of from an old DNS record, I changed the landing page of that to just direct them to iTunes. So if they are listening to it and think it's interesting, well, just go to iTunes for now. You know, until everything's sorted out, I'm pretty sure Apple can scale. At least they can scale something like this. So, you know, that's kind of the story, and it worked. And I gotta say, it's kind of been an emotional thing too. Like after all that settled down and everything's set up, and it seems to be running, is the realization that right now, you know, developing perspective, something that just sort of started on a whim almost a year ago, and this something that I've spent hours and hours just kind of working away on kind of in obscurity, is suddenly kind of successful. It's currently the number 8 tech news podcast in iTunes, and that's insane. You know, that's immense to me. It's something that I've been doing just out of sort of as a labor of love for, you know, for so long, and then just to see all of a sudden people actually like it and get some great feedback, and people be like, hey, this is great. You know, it's a very different format, I think, and hopefully that appeals to people. I'm being very careful about saying, hey, it's 15 minutes, it's 15 minutes, it's 15 minutes. You know, you can kind of commit to listening to my show without a huge investment of your time. If you skip an episode, that's great. They're all very self-contained. I'm not running threads through all of them. You know, it's just designed to be something that's, if you're interested in Apple, if you're interested in iOS development, Mac development, those types of topics, that I can give you a quick hit and be like, hey, you know, here's some things that are interesting to me. Here's some things you should check out. And, you know, so I couldn't be happier about that. And I'm just sort of wanted to say thank you. Thank you to all the listeners out there who are checking it out for the first time. Welcome. I hope you enjoy it. And, you know, thanks to Marco for linking to me. I mean, it's one of those things of, that you kind of have in this sort of in the online world where someone's currency is the links they choose to bestow on other people. You know, it's kind of the concept of PageRank with Google, is that the best way to judge the value or the worthiness of a site is by sort of aggregating the value of the sites that point to them. And so, you know, it means a lot to me for, you know, someone who I respect to point to the work that I've been doing. So anyway, that's kind of today's show. Hopefully that was interesting. It's kind of a bit more off topic than a lot of what I do. I promise on Monday I'll be back to kind of my normal iOS and, you know, stuff like that. Should actually be launching audiobooks. It finally got approved late last night. So Tuesday I'll be launching audiobooks and be kind of walk you through the process of launching an app, or in this case relaunching it with a major update, which will hopefully be interesting to you. A couple of topics, just things I wanted to mention. The 5x5 app just launched, which if you're a 5x5 listener, recommend at least checking it out, seeing if it's what you like. I'm a longtime live listener. I actually wrote a Mac app, 5Live, which I'll also have links to in the show notes, just so you, if for listening on your Mac, but this is for listening on your iOS. And even if you don't think the app is useful, I definitely recommend just checking it out as a way to sort of give back to 5x5, a way to make a sort of a concrete contribution to them that'll support the shows, but then also we sort of benefit yourself and get some cool functionality. So anyway, that's today's show. As always, if you have questions, comments, concerns, thoughts, hit me up on Twitter. I'm at @DavidSmith_DAVIDSMITH. And if you want to follow this podcast on Twitter and see when there's new shows, new episodes, there's a feed for that, and that's @DevPerspective, @DEVPerspective. And otherwise, I hope you have a great weekend, happy coding, and I will talk to you on Monday. Thanks.